Hello.
Is it just me?
So far,
Sorry, I'm late.
that's okay. Last time it was just me and Allison, so it's interesting.
Okay.
Don't know what's happening, but.
I was working on Pardanya's blood work.
Oh, yeah. How is that? How is her blood work?
She's got some kidney stuff.
Ooh, yikes.
But, she's been diabetic a long time.
Yeah.
And there's definitely been some uncontrolled periods, so not overly surprised.
Not overly surprised. Yeah. So it's really, it's good stuff for her to see so that she doesn't go into those uncontrolled and how important it is to stay. Yeah.
She's
Motivating.
Medicaid care, whoever she has, they're upgrading her to the Dexcom G6.
Oh, good.
So that's real good. I don't know how good she's been with wearing it. And she made the comment on our call the other night. Her stuff has been in transit for a month. Okay. Yeah. They picked it up a week
Moving.
ago. She moved from California back to North Carolina,
Okay. Oof.
which is good. She's got more support in North Carolina, and she was in a really, really toxic house in California. But she put her stuff on the truck a week before she left, and she flew on Halloween, and on our call Tuesday, her truck had just arrived. Her stuff had, and she made the comment of, my insulin and things were there, and I'm like, going, I didn't want to go into it because it was a group call.
Why would you ever pack up your medical supplies?
I'm like,
The
oh
fact
my
they
God.
say on the airplane, right? If you're gonna check your bag because at the gate, make sure you take out your medical supplies.
I know. And if it's insulin, you're only supposed to have it out unrefrigerated for a month. And who knows? Oh my,
Oh my.
I can't talk.
Oh.
I hope she meant just like her
Maybe the
testing.
extras or her testing stuff
But
or.
she made it sound like she was without some ability to do stuff diabetes wise. And just, I don't know if you got an email, Valerie's uncle passed
Oh,
away.
he did. Oh, I did. I don't know why I'm
She
not
said it to me
checking.
privately.
Okay. All
We
right.
were
Yeah.
messaging back and forth
Okay.
about because she had wanted to enter all the blood work for the
Okay.
experience.
Yeah.
So she sent me a note saying, I'm sorry, I can't do Parjanya. My uncle passed. So.
All right. Well, that's too bad. I sent her an email, finally saw that email and sent it to her, replied to her yesterday or the day before or whatever about that. But all right, let's go over your stuff.
Okay. We're having tech issues with MailChimp, but Child, excuse me, VA is in contact with them.
Okay, good.
So that should be handled. It looks very nice.
All right, so you're going to share with me what you I can see. You already gave me the emails and I'm opening those now. Reminder emails,
Oh man, I came up with another one. Oh, that's right.
webinars. Let me open these with, how come they open? They don't, they look like they're Google Docs, but
I sent them as Google Docs.
it says, it asks me how I want to open them. Usually when they're Google Docs, it just opens them. It doesn't say, how do you want to open it? What do you want to open it with? So I'm like, Google Doc. Oh no, they're Words.
Oh, their word. That, yeah.
Yeah, their word. That's why. Okay, got it. I'll
Can you
just
give
open
me
it.
permission to record, please?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Let me get that.
Participants and drop it. Okay. All right.
Right.
Yes, there were. They're not Google.
Google. All right. Yeah, that's fine. No problem. I just got them open and all right. So I've got all those open. Let me give you permission to record. And let me also turn on the Otter because I always like to have, even though it's a little, crazy, some of the translations, it's still better than nothing.
Yeah, I know.
So if I go to Annette or allow record, there you go. You're allowed to record. And then I'm going to go find my Otter. I have to make that like a standard thing that I do when I get on these calls because I pay like 10 whole dollars a month to get 6,000 hours. And now I'm not using it.
You should use them.
I used my first 600 in the first 2 weeks. And I thought, oh, I'll pay 10 bucks a month and get as many as I want. And then I stopped using it as much. So let me just say, okay, here we go. Record. All right. Is it recording now? Yes, it's recording now. Okay. Got it.
Okay.
Okay. So let me share my screen. And do you have something you want to show me? You said the opt-in.
No, is that
the
part?
Yeah. I would love to see what that.
She did it. Let me see if I can find it. Cause I know she said it's also available. She misunderstood me at first and she did the opt-in as an email and not as a standalone.
Mm.
So I said, no, just leave it because we'll still use it.
We'll use email. Yeah. Just.
Yeah. All right. I'm just going to ask her to resend it.
Nemo, I'm going to be looking at your I'm looking at your stuff. So if I'm not paying attention, it's because I'm reading.
No, it's fine.
Emails. Yeah, on this first one, the invites. Can I just edit in there, or just tell you what I would suggest?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, I'm going to say subject. I wouldn't put the date. It dilutes the subject line.
Okay.
I would just say I was unable to waken my daughter, or the morning I was unable to wake my daughter.
Okay.
Or something like that. Okay. I'm going to put this up here. I'll just put a note next to it.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Annette.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Hi. How are you?
Good. Okay, that's not on it.
Second. All right. I just did it as a comment.
Ooh.
All right. What's up?
I'll show it to you.
Okay.
She has.
We were looking at Annette's opt-ins and emails for her upcoming webinar, which is happening in like 2 weeks.
Yay!
Yes. And I thought of another one when driving the other day, another email. You know, because I kept getting texts that day saying, you know, happy birthday. Hope you're having a great birthday. Have a fantastic day.
And
my day was anything but fantastic. So let me get that one. Because it was like, I was having to respond to all of them. No, it's the crappiest day of my life ever.
Yeah. Yeah. A good subject line to get people to open it, you know, something, yeah, really thinking about capitalizing that in the subject line. And then start it. Like, don't start with her anything. Happy birthday, Annette. Hope you're having a great day, Annette. Blah, blah, blah. It was the worst day of my life. Right? I thought you could say that. The worst day of my life. Yeah, in the subject line.
Okay.
Happy birthday, Annette. Hope you're having a great day. I wanted to scream. Right? And then go into the emotions and the what was going on. Yeah. Yeah. I don't want this to happen to you. So join me on this webinar and I'll show you what I learned through this horrific experience. Yeah. Don't get too much detail in it. Just come and hear. Yeah. And how my daughter is thriving now. You know, if you mention your daughter in there at all. Yeah. All right.
So yeah, that stroke, I was, you know, it's driving, so you can't write it down.
Right. Right. Well, that's why, you know, having Otter on your phone, it's free.
I do.
And you just pick it up and you just press the button, you go. Right?
I did put Otter on after one of our sessions here.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's, if I'm driving, I can record something, right? I can pick up the phone and say, Siri, go to whatever. You could also just do it and send a message to yourself.
Yeah, an auto,
Siri, send a text too.
And my purse was in the back seat with the phone, so.
Oh, well, that doesn't work. All right. Did you find what you were looking for?
Not the exact one I was looking
for. Let's just go ahead. Thing, and then we'll come back, and I have a lot of, you know, some suggestions for your emails. So, so your success is?
That we're making a lot of progress on this. We're working on the book also to send to Jazzy. I asked her, she's on 6 pages now of stuff. She got in the groove from her viewpoint.
Good.
Things that she would like, you know, that diabetics want the non-diabetics to know, that they want the parents to kind of grasp and have an idea on what to say, what not to say. On the snacks. We spent
just had an idea as you said that. You know, her perspective and yours. You know how in movies you sometimes see where they're telling two people's perspectives and you see a scene and then you cuts to another scene and then back to another scene? Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if there's something like that you can do. Cool.
When we do the big book on what happened in the whole journey, that the plan is I'll be the first part and I'll be in. Did you ever read the book that is about the World's Fair? And he has two parallel stories going on. There's the actual story of the fair, and that it's the one in Chicago in the early 1900s. So there's the story of the fair, and there's also the story of this mass murderer that hung out at the fair kidnapping women.
Oh.
Okay. And you can tell, yes, by the title of the chapter who it is, but he changes font.
Mm.
So you'll get all of one font and then you change to the other
because it's
the next story. So that's what, the first part will be on me because she don't remember Jack from that first week. But then we'll start weaving.
As you start to talk about the process and life after and how then you can go back and forth between, right?
Yeah.
And she could tell the story of, you know, having this crazy thing was happening and you're like, you're in the, at home getting the messages and the desktop is beeping out of control or whatever situation it might be.
Yeah.
It'd be really, really powerful that way.
Yeah. We are going to weave them.
Great. I love it.
So hopefully getting this piece done will inspire her to do the other one. Get it.
Yeah. I think it could be really powerful. People need to hear that stuff. Ellie, what's your success? I think I know your success too because we just talked this morning.
Well, lots of successes. One I didn't mention earlier, I've just been on a 2-day bioidentical hormone therapy symposium, which is absolutely brilliant. There's a lady called Pam Smith who is a doctor who comes over to talk, and she's just full of the evidence. It's absolutely amazing. And it included training in LDN. So I now know how to prescribe LDN for autoimmune diseases. But she was also stressing the functional medicine approach, heal the gut first, find out what the adrenals are doing, find out what the thyroid doing. You can't just treat them in isolation. And there was also a section on andropause and a section on BHRT and cardiovascular, BHRT and dementia, well, memory loss.
Awesome.
So lots more strings to my bow, lots more ideas sparked for lives and products and blog posts and things. So that was exciting.
Awesome.
And what I was discussing with Rita Maria earlier, Annette, was how fabulous the Infusionsoft team has been at transferring all of my lead magnets and nurture sequences over from Coach's Console over to Infusionsoft. And they've done a really impressive job. And I was showing Rita Marie some other aspects of, you know, I'm also working with a mentor called Gloria who does LinkedIn for network marketers, but it's so applicable to what Rita Marie's doing. I'm going to start promoting her lead magnets and things much more than I have done up to now. We're just going to, it's just loads of exciting things.
Cleaning up the affiliate things. We had an idea for you know, she's going to figure this out using the tools she's got from this other mentor on affiliate marketing and all. And then maybe we do that as a training for everybody else. It's like, okay, while you're waiting to forget your own stuff, here's how you can promote other people's stuff and make money.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Definitely. We need to cross each other.
Yeah, definitely. But I need to clean up my back end because my back end is a mess with.
It was fun. It was fun showing Rita Marie how difficult it was to discover which things to promote.
Yeah, no idea. She asked, which can I promote? And there's like 360 links. And
yeah,
like,
360 different links. I mean,
I'm like, what is all that stuff? What is that stuff in there? I didn't know.
2013, 2014, you know.
Yeah, like, wow.
Right, this doesn't exist anymore. Okay, so we got to clean it up. But I think it will provide everybody with an opportunity to easily say to people and take people through. And also what I really want everybody to have the opportunity to do is to be able to, you know, you don't have a developed adrenal course, for example, and you sign on it, that you can incorporate that as part of your program. You know what I mean? Like you can buy them and include that the program so they have access to the sites and they don't need to go through any live calls, which most of them don't have live calls anymore, right? So they're just going to go through it and you can actually use the content to take them through and go, okay, now we're going to work on this and this is what this means. So there's a lot of opportunity there for everybody, not just for me. So that's cool.
If they want live coaching, they can sign up with me for my
program. Well, they sign up. That's what I mean. They'd sign up for live coaching with you. And get this program included in, and you'd bundle it into the price. And as an affiliate, you can get it for, you know, we're going to set it up that certified coaches can get like 50% off on our programs. We don't usually do that because we're providing the coaching and I can't afford to do that, but we can do the 50% off because you're just going to use the content. They're not going to get the coaching from me. They're going to get the coaching from you.
Right.
Right. Yeah. So it's a good thing. Okay, cool. So who just joined? No, it's okay. I thought I saw three, but that is three. One, two, three. I forgot to count me. Okay, so do we want to work on your I know you need to get work on your copy. Do you want me to bring that up on the screen and have us just kind of give some ideas on?
Yeah, if you're talking to me, that's fine.
Yes, 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 yes. Yes. And then Allie, what is it that you would like to work on?
I'll think about it while we're doing Annette's, and that sounds like I'll benefit from Annette's work as well.
Okay. Yeah, I think so.
And I think you'll have some more of, you know, again, copywriting is always my challenge. And so getting some ideas for my, you know, for some tweaks for the strategy session squeeze page we've just been talking about.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Finding.
All right. So I liked, this is what I did. You have the date, and I would take the date out because I think it weakens it. I was unable to wake my daughter that morning. Or was it on your birthday that she was?
Yeah, that's my birthday.
Okay.
Little turd.
How old were you on that birthday?
Oh, if that was 15, I'd have to do, so that was what, 4 years ago?
A 50th birthday?
No, 50 would have been my 54th.
54th birthday. Okay. Yeah, you might want to put something like that. I don't know if it weakens it or something.
Okay.
Or strengthens it. I was unable to
wake my daughter. I could just even change it to I couldn't wake her up.
Yeah, I like that even better. I couldn't wake my daughter up, or I couldn't wake her up.
If I'm going to do the other one.
Yeah. Let's wait on that one.
Happy birthday. Yeah. That can come out.
I couldn't wake my daughter up that morning, or the morning I couldn't wake my daughter up. I think something like I was unable to wake my daughter that morning.
It's awkward. I know.
It's awkward. I couldn't wake her up. I couldn't wake up my daughter. My daughter wouldn't wake up. My daughter wouldn't wake up that morning. Or my daughter wouldn't. Yeah, you want to say that morning because people. I called her name. I gently slapped her cheeks. All she could do was make guttural sounds. Her eyes were unfocused. She was completely limp and I was terrified. That's great writing. This is the beginning of my daughter's type 1 diagnosis story. This is when type 1 moved into our world. Your story may be similar. I hope not. Your story may be very different. I wish none of us were going through this, but we are. That's excellent, excellent writing. If you're like me, you are not prepared for the new normal. All the doctor's appointments, the supplies, new sleeping patterns. If you were lucky enough to sleep, the battles with the insurance companies to get the insulin and test strips needed to keep your warrior alive, all the information. This is really, really, really powerful writing. And you still have to, because I'm getting emotional and I don't even have a kid that has diabetes.
I wrote it and I had nothing, but when you read it, I tear up.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, because you were too close to it. And now, you still have to function as a parent, a spouse, and care for those around you. I wish I had someone in those early days, and sometimes even now, to help me navigate the new normal. That's why I created the diabetes caregiver and my webinar, 3 Blunders Parents of Type 1s Make.
And I'll do the whole thing. I just cut it short.
Yeah, our innocent mistakes that put our children at risk for health complications. None of us wants to cause more harm. I looked back over our time with diabetes and realized I made some blunders along the way. I didn't intend to. It just happened. If I had it to do over, I would have done many things differently. I'm sure you know how I feel. Please join me on December 5th, blah, 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 3 Blunders Parents Make, link to sign up. Other than the subject, making the subject mark, I can't say anything to make this better. I think it's awesome. It's emotive. It's short, sweet, to the point. You're hitting them where they're really going to feel it, and they're going to be motivated to take. And I'm tearing up as I read it, and I don't even have a kid with type 1 diabetes.
Oh,
so you're going to hit them. Yeah.
And I thought this one was too long. So
no, it's fine.
Okay.
No, it's fine. It's fine. And then, that's the first one. Okay. Yeah, so you had the other idea was one on the birthday, right?
But I sent you also, there's like invites 2 and 3.
There's a second one. Okay, invite number 2 and 3.
There we go.
My daughter returned home at the end of her junior year and almost died. We thought it was allergies or a cold. Okay, so we need a good subject line for that.
Okay, well, we'll get it as we read.
Okay. We thought it was allergies or a cold, but those don't kill young people. But undiagnosed type 1 diabetes can. And I would make sure you spell those things out. T1D. If they're newly, they're not going to be using that. I would say you can use it later. You can put it in parentheses, type 1 diabetes, T1D, diabetic, you know, ketoacidosis. And then you can put that in DKA and then you can use it later. But whenever you're using acronyms, abbreviations, always define them first at the beginning, put them in parens, and then you can use them later on.
Got it.
I know you hate type 1 diabetes as much as I do. Life changes drastically. Some dreams die when the diagnosis arrives, but we power through and go on. We have to. Our warriors need us. When they are high and irritable and shove us away. When their numbers are high, when their blood sugar is high. I would probably spell that out. Okay. These may be terms that you're using for people who've been in it a long time, but you know, you also want to pull in the people who it's new to them, yep, or that they have a friend that they want to share this with. And if there's language that somebody doesn't understand, they pull back, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Cause I'm just used to saying, are you high?
Are you high? No. I'm like, when they're high, like, oh, is she smoking pot on top of, you know, yeah.
It's a little stoner.
Right. Yeah. When their numbers are high and they are irritable. And when their numbers are high and they're irritable and shove us away, we hold our ground and take it. Up most of the night fighting a stubborn low, you still need to get through the day. So we drink extra coffee and maybe sneak a few minutes and shut our eyes. Then I remember it doesn't have to be that hard. And I changed how we, it didn't have to be that, and I changed how we deal with the beast we call. Then I remembered that that's an awkward sentence there, that it didn't have to. Then I discovered that it didn't have to be that hard. And I changed how we dealt with the beast we call diabetes type 1. Does that still make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, discovered makes more sense.
Okay.
Yeah, then I discovered
it. Can you elaborate on what you remembered it from?
Yeah, like remembered says, how would you remember it? You've never been there before.
Well,
you
know, I've been, yeah, okay.
But discovered. Then I discovered it didn't have to be that. You take poetic license in writing as well. It doesn't have to be you know, 100% accurate to the moment. Then I remembered it. Then I discovered.
I see. It's because it's not the first episode. This is the second time she nearly died. Is that right, Annette?
No, she's only come close this one time. I've dealt with her father before.
Okay.
Then I realized it didn't have to be that hard. Then I discovered it didn't have to be that hard. And I changed how we dealt with the beast we call. I would say dealt or deal.
Okay.
Because you said changed, so...
Right, so changed the tense, yes.
Oh, yeah. I created the Diabetes Care Group as far as my webinar because our innocent mistakes can put our children at risk for health complications. And I would separate that none of us wants to cause more harm.
It's on there, okay.
Yeah, just to have it stand there. Because you want different things to stand out. And when it's all lumped into one paragraph, this might even be a good one for a separate line. Because then they see it, right? And you can even bold or underline things in some of these lines to get people's attention. And then they'll read what's above and below. So the idea is to get attention in a very, very busy inbox. And when there's things bolded that grab their attention or underline that grab their attention. So I would think about...
subject line could be simply, she almost died.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just a thought.
Yeah, that'll get people's attention. I look back over our time with diabetes and I realize as I look back, is that okay? Can I change it?
No, that's fine. I'm fine with changing.
As I look back over our time with diabetes,
yeah, you want to realize.
Yeah. I'm not into making, you can, if I add.
Okay, I'll go mistakes, fix it.
You get to take them out.
Yeah, it's fine.
When I try to correct mistakes as I go through, my creativity goes.
No,
yeah.
Just fine.
Yeah, let it flow and then edit.
Yes. Yeah.
Edit later. Yeah.
As I that's what I did. Over our time with diabetes, I realize. It's hard keeping the tenses. I realize.
I'll go back and fix all that later.
I made some blunders along the way. I didn't intend to. It just happened. If I had to do it all over, I would have done many things differently. I'm sure you know how I feel. Please join me on, and then you give the link. Let's see. Get rid of this stuff so I can pull this down. Annette, hey, I love the Diabetes Mama. I think it's awesome. I mean, just own it. That's what I want for you. I just want you to own this space. Just own it. Take it. Own it.
Yep.
So, she almost died. My daughter returned home at the end of her junior year and almost died. We thought it was allergies or a cold, but those don't kill young people. Undiagnosed, we just take off the butt weakens it. If undiagnosed diabetes can kill. And I would spell it out.
Right. I'll spell it out. Don't worry about it.
can kill. And then I would do this on another line. Diabetic ketoacidosis.
I'll spell it out. Yeah.
Ketoacidosis can steal a life. I'm just guessing. You can change it if you want, but at where you can bold. I know you hate type 1 diabetes as much as I do. Life changes drastically. Some dreams die when the diagnosis arrives. But we power on and we go on. We have to. Our warriors need us. I would just do this as a separate one. When their sugars are high. Oops. When their sugars are high.
And they are irritable.
I would say they are irritable. And they shove us away. And shove us away. And we say, see how that sounds. But we power through and go on. We have to. Our warriors need us. When their sugars are high, they're irritable and shove us away. And we hold our ground and take it. Up most of the night, finding a stubborn low, you still need to get through the day. So we drink extra coffee and maybe sneak a few minutes and shut our eyes. Then I remember, then I discovered. Yeah, I'm thinking, but there's the then flow from right. That's why I wanted to read it out loud. We hold our ground. We drink extra coffee. This, I would add a, some kind of sentence in between. Like, this was my life. This was day to day. This was an everyday occurrence. This was, so add.
Good idea.
And add a transistence that this is my day to day. And then I discovered. It didn't have to be that hard. And I changed how we dealt with. Well, it could be deal. And I changed how we deal with the, you know, you could leave it as deal with the beast we call diabetes type 1. I created the diabetes in my webinar. Our innocent mistakes can put our, because. Our innocent mistakes can put our children at risk. None of us want to cause more harm. I think adding a little sentence here about some things you've said, but sometimes we're so bleary-eyed and exhausted that it's hard to do the right thing, or we don't know what the right thing to do is. Let me just... Okay. As I look back over our time with diabetes, I realize that I made some blunders along the way. I didn't intend to, it just happened. If I had it to do over, I would have done many things differently. I'm sure you know how I feel. Please join me. Yeah. How do you feel about it? Any comments, Allie?
I think that they're beautifully written, and I think your corrections are all relevant.
Yeah.
I think that that's good.
Yeah. I just put a note there to add something. Okay. So number three, my daughter was in ICU. She was in a coma. She was only 21 years old. She'd been diagnosed with. You are a good writer. We tell you.
You are. Absolutely.
Really good.
Not only is she a stunning PowerPoint presentation creator.
Yeah.
Thanks. Are you right? Are you sure you're in the right profession, Annette?
No, I know. When I was in 10th grade, I was sharing this with Eva the other day. When I was in 10th grade, my teacher, Mr. Hannon, ripped apart everything I turned in, just shredded it. And then at the end of our junior year, he came up to me and he said, well, you signed up for my creative writing class for next year, didn't you? And I said, no. And he's like, why not? I'm like, you ripped apart everything I did. Why would I take your class?
Yeah.
No way. And he goes, well, if you don't sign up for it, I'm putting you in it. And you have to take it for at least one semester. And I'm like, I don't want to. Well, sure enough, he signed me up for it. I'm like, fine, I'll take it as pass fail. I'm not taking a grade because a grade would have wrecked my GPA. So I took it as pass fail. And yeah, he ripped up everything I turned in. And at the end of the semester, he goes, so you're coming back. I'm like, no, I'm not. I did one. And Eva's like, well, obviously he saw you could.
Well, he I'm saw like, your potential.
He ripped me to I mean, I still like
yeah,
the
but
guy.
The ripping to shreds is likely to make, you know, seeing good stuff and making it better, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I've taken emails that people have written and I rip them to shreds, but it's not really ripping them to shreds. You know, what I'm doing here is not ripping them to shreds.
No, I don't consider, but I mean, the paper would come back covered in red. And I'm like, why do I try?
Yeah, they have to have better ways of educating people, because it was probably his way of seeing potential in you and just giving you little things here and there throughout that could really up level. Clearly, you have a skill for it, so.
And I obviously got something from him.
Yeah.
So
Yeah. I bet it was tough.
Oh, it was awful. I dreaded homework in his class.
Oh my God.
I'm like, why do I try? He's just going to mark it in red.
He's going to mark it up. Yeah. So I always say, like, constructive criticism is better than just blind compliments.
Yeah. And I don't consider this at all like what he did.
Okay. She'd been diagnosed with T1 diabetes. I would, again, spell it out.
I will spell it out. Yeah.
Okay. While in DKA. Yeah, definitely. She was experiencing multiple organ failures. Doctors didn't know if she would make it. I don't bold that line because it's so powerful. Or the doctors might be even more. The doctors didn't know.
And I write best late at night. So like I crank these out at like 11 o'clock one night.
Well, clearly you have a window there. Thankfully she did. And she amazed us when she returned to school and graduated on time with her class. It took a lot of hard work. We adjusted to our new normal. Diabetes type 1 had moved in. We made some mistakes along the way and we learned from them. As parents and caregivers of type 1s, we must remember to take care of ourselves also. If we can't function due to being overly tired, how can we care for our warriors that depend on us? Please join my webinar, Three Blunders. Now, you're not putting two links in that email. Those, I just thought of this because you had the caregiver's guide. You're not going to put a link to that caregiver's
guide. No, because they should have already gotten that.
Yeah. Right. Well, they may not have. So,
but that just seems confusing.
Yeah, you may just say, I'll go back to the other emails and see. Type 1 that put the risk. Okay. I will share with you some helpful hints that get me through my days without being exhausted. Yes, we can sleep again. Maybe not every night, but many. I hope you'll join me for the webinar. I wish I had viewed when my hero was diagnosed. Please feel free to pass this on to other parents. Okay, so when you do that, if this is going to be a hyperlink, right?
Yeah.
Then you need to put the direct link there for them to share.
Okay.
Because I think it works. If they, no, I think you can get away with it because I think MailChimp works differently than Infusionsoft. Infusionsoft inserts a really crazy little link in there. So if you send somebody your email and they click it, it doesn't always work.
I'll test it. I can test it.
Yeah, test it and see.
This one, when I talk about how she came back and graduated on time, she had to have PT to learn to walk again and to feed herself. Should I?
Yes, I would do that. I had a thing about PT to learn to walk and feed herself. That makes it really seem, that's, you know, it shows the gravity of it. Like, oh, and she amazed us, right? She learned and feed herself. Yeah, I would put that in there.
Okay.
That would make that a nice, yeah. And she amazed us when she returned to school. So the and may or may not be appropriate depending on how this transition is.
Okay.
She amazed us all when she returned to school and graduated. Yeah, it took a lot of hard work. Well, maybe the PT should go there. Thankfully she did and she amazed us when she went back to that. It took a lot of hard work. Yeah, I think here.
Would you all know what PT is?
Physical therapy.
Oh, no, she's asking.
Yes.
No, she knows. She's saying.
Oh, would people know? Yeah, I think that's a good point. Spell it out.
Yeah.
Because in the UK, we call it physiotherapy. So we don't have physical therapy. But that's an aside because your market is the US. But I think it's better to spell it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're going to expand on the T1D and DKA at the top of that.
Yeah, she'll do that.
Yeah.
All right. You know what you might do? Because you mentioned the caregiver's survival guide, but that's not a hyperlink. And maybe you do a PS that says, so you can do that. That's an easy thing to do. So you just send them the link to that.
Yeah. All right.
And you can put that in, you know, the second one, the third one, which wherever you think it's appropriate.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, these are good. I think these are really awesome. Depending, you might want to do one last quickie on the day of, about an hour before. Consider.
I thought I did.
Oh.
Did I upload another?
Okay, maybe that, I thought those were the reminders.
That's fine. Before I thought I did those.
To let them know.
Yeah.
And that could be really short, but pick some of those really powerful phrases to go, right? But that's an invitation email versus I think you did a reminder. I'm happy you'll be joining me. Wait, no, not linked to opt in.
Yeah, so these are for the link ready. To the webinar.
Link to the webinar.
Yeah.
Are you doing it on Zoom?
Yeah.
So I remember, I will share with you some of the ways I've learned to care for my need.
These aren't as exciting as the others.
They never are. You might even say in here though, if you haven't,
got it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that would be helpful. Yeah. Are you going to give them the phone options too, in case they can't make it live?
I can. Yeah, I can.
So if you're going to do it that way, I would do something like, here's the way you can do it. I usually do something like if. Online. I mean, you can rephrase it, but something like that. And okay. Then you give them the phone number and the PIN number. Yeah. And that, so there's two things. There's the reminder emails, and then there's a welcome email. So this looks like it's more like the welcome email. And that would go out. So as soon as they register, they get that.
Got it.
Okay. The others, I would put at specific dates. You know, whatever. Usually what I do is a reminder the day before the morning of. And then another one right before it's going to start. You can do it 2 days before the morning of. However you want to do it, but usually it's, you know, day or two before. And that way those would be dated. When you set them up in, I don't know how MailChimp works, but in Infusionsoft, you set them up. You can either say, send this immediately or send this 3 days later, or you can say, send this on a specific date and time.
Okay.
I look forward to our time together during my webinar. I would say subject, you know, would be something related to what's happening tomorrow or to, yeah. Something like that, whatever. Okay. And this one would say you're confirmed, your registration's confirmed or something like that. Right, because that would go immediately and they'd remember. It's tomorrow. They're like, what's tomorrow? Did I sign up for something? Or you can say type one, you know, mistakes or something related to the title, a shortened version of the title. Some people make the mistake of putting this whole thing. They've tried to do that on my team. The whole sentence in there is tomorrow. I'm like, no, I don't think so. That the holidays are quickly approaching. Please accept the guide to traveling type one as my gift with proper planning. That's great. I took a Thanksgiving meal in my crock pot on the road one year. We enjoyed a home-cooked meal. That should be cooked. Kind of like that. Home-cooked meal and didn't have to worry about hidden ingredients. It's all part of our new normal. It wasn't really that difficult. This is good. Don't put off traveling due to diabetes and don't miss the three blenders. So this would be access details. Yep. This would be a good last minute.
Don't want them to share if it's the access details rather than the login, if it's somebody who's already signed up.
Yeah.
Well, there's no login for this, right? You know what I mean? It's like you want to make it easy for them to get on, so you just put it in the email. Oh, and worry about that. You don't want them to have to log in to get access to it, because then you get the people who are busy, frazzled, can't find it, so they just click the link. The other thing you might consider is taking a version of this and making it like that hour before, because I like the way this is worded. I look forward to hanging out. The webinar is going to start in an hour or something. And to the non-opt-ins, right? So I would do this like this, something like, it's happening tonight. Let me just do this. So I like to just take things that are and go into the other one. And we'll change this to 2, 3, and 4. And feel free to dump if you don't like my suggestions, not take them.
No, I do like your suggestion.
Okay.
It's not like back in high school.
Okay. I don't know. I'm going to be sensitive. subject would be, life-changing training or whatever you want to say. I don't know. But okay. It starts in an hour or something. I look forward to if you haven't already signed up for something like that.
Okay.
You can do so here. And then you can say the holidays are quickly approaching. You instead of giving the link, then you'd have the link to the opt-in. And then the holidays are quickly approaching. When you register, I'll send you a copy of my whatever.
Guide to travel.
As my gift. With proper planning, traveling, I took her Thanksgiving. And then you tell them about this, and then you give them you take away the access details there. And don't miss. And then you put opt-in. Okay?
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
It's that like, you know, putting the urgency on and then give them another, dangling another carrot in front of them and another reason to sign up.
Okay. Got it.
All right. I think you're good.
Okay.
Yeah. Today's the day. This is good. Three blunders begins tonight. Yeah. And if you, that's fine. I'm looking forward to sharing. Our lives will never be the same. And you have to put the access details. Yeah, this might be a good way to start that other one that we added to the invites. Good? Yay! How do you feel?
Like I said, when I just sat and let it flow and come out, I was so neutral. But when you started reading it, it was like, oh my God.
Yeah. And sometimes, you know, I put off and put off and put off writing some of these emails. And I'm like, I got to get this done. And when I finally sit down and do it and I just let it flow, that's when it works. When I try to use like templates and it just stymies that creative flow. So you did a great job. Great job. Now, okay, so I would like you to...
I'm going to fix those today.
Fix those today. And then I need to see the opt-in and I need to see the link because I want to get this scheduled to send it out.
Okay.
And if I don't have it in advance, then it means that I end up having to stay up late to do it because I can't get it to my guy in advance.
I'll be checking with my VA when we get off the phone.
Check with your VA. And then I would like, I'll look at these again. I'll take one of them and maybe mixture of some of them and I'll do it from a perspective. Her daughter almost died, .. Right. Yeah. Get people's attention. This is it. You may know people have this, and then come to this thing and see it and talk. So you did a great job and I just have to take it. A lot of copy I get from people who I'm going to send to you. It's like, I have to completely rewrite stuff. Like this is the greatest summit since sliced bread and blah, 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 blah. You're going to learn these amazing things. These people are on my list. This is not new to them. They're not going to learn all that stuff from you, the most amazing queen of energy, you know? Yeah. So, you know, these are great. They're not entertaining. They're emotional, emotive, and they're educational at the same time. Right. So people, and then we'll spell out all the T1s and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I'll spell all that out.
Right. Do you know, son? I'll add it with, if you know somebody who has, you know, a child or a loved one with type 1 diabetes, please pass this on. And then I'll put that in the thing. So get me all that I need to do that.
Cool. Yes. We'll get it out. Okay. A lot of the stuff I want out of here, I will have to talk to her because, like I said, we're having some tech issues on their end. So, but I'd like to get it all to you by like tomorrow, Saturday.
That'd be perfect. Yeah, because I can get that set up before Thanksgiving and get it to Zarda, you know, and blah, 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 put it in, and then we can have it all scheduled. The other thing I recommend you do is to announce it in the NEPT group and the INE group. Hey, I'm super excited. You know, and be vulnerable, right? Hey, I'm super excited. I'm doing my first webinar next week. Wish me luck, blah, blah, blah. This is what it is. Use some of those emotive, use some of that copy in there and say, you know, if you feel inclined and you know anybody, please pass this on. You know, this information can save lives.
Oh, well, thank you.
All right. Yeah. Just put it in there. You can even put it in like the Unstoppable Health group. Because those guys are motivated, and there's a lot of diabetics in there, and people who know diabetics, and now we have 6,500 people in that group.
That is wow!
Wow!
Facebook challenge. I'm going to do a training. We're going to do a training on doing Facebook challenges, because even if you don't have a list, you can grow this Facebook challenge, and you'll have to pay a little money. I didn't do any ads. We got it together too late. I put it together and then sent the thing out the next day. But with Facebook ads, oh my God, you know, this challenge gets people involved. They get to love you and they know it. And then you make an offer. And last time I did this, I made $1,000 offer at the end of it. And I sold a lot of them.
Good. And you're making an offer after this one.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I'm going to make that same offer. It's going to be higher, but I'm going to have a downsell for it as well. I'm going to have a $300 downsell. Which I was supposed to do last time, but I ran out of time. And then we had to do Sweet Spot, so I didn't have time to do it. So
I'm meeting with Angelica on Monday.
Good. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
So I'm having a massage today, so I'm not going to be
No, we're not going to do it today. We decided not. It's really simple. It's just a matter of I got to get my bonuses together, and it's just a matter of being on there. And if people click on the chat thing is to go, hey, or they say, hey, I'm interested, but I want to talk to somebody to see if it's right. And that's what I'm going to say. Then that you can just get their numbers and call them back. Whoever you, Angelica, I don't know if Kimberly's around or Lynn, but you know, between you know,
and I'm guessing Valerie's a no, but
I think Valerie would be a no. Yeah. Yeah. Valerie would be a no. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, Allie.
Fabulous. Very impressed with your copywriting.
Isn't it good? I'm going to hire her. Do you need to be hired to write copy?
Sure.
I would.
Would you?
Yeah. Yeah. I went through that hell in high school. I might as well
put it. That hell in high school. I should share one. I have a copywriting course from Marie Forleo, and I have not done it yet. So if I
have you not?
I can't share it with you guys because I bought it and that would be unethical. But if I hire you to write copy for me, then I can because you're on my team.
That's right. That's right.
So, anyway, we
can talk about it later.
We can talk about that because I really like your copy and I've tried so many people. I've really tried to get people to, you know, write copy that's educational and emotive at the same time without being salesy.
Right.
You know, and that's what you need to focus on is your post. Your next piece you have to focus on email wise is after you've made the offer. How are you going to offer this and still stay in the heart centered place? And yeah, you got to be persuasive, but without being salesy.
And I think to stay in heart, since I'm donating to research, that's going to hit them all.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we all want the cure. So. And the people I pick support beta cell preservation.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's good. And I want to get a lot of people on that. Now, what is your Zoom account hold?
It's 100 for now because I'm doing the free. But you and I had talked about if it starts really amping up, then upgrading.
Well, we'll see because if I'm going to send this out, you know, likely you're going to get more than 100. So we'll see what the numbers, the opt-in numbers right. are. And there's kind of a percentage. And you can always call Zoom, like even the morning of and say, hey, I'm doing this webinar. Can you upgrade me? And then you can down it right after.
So, right.
You know,
yeah, we had talked about that before.
$250 or something to upgrade it. But I think if I do send this out, it will probably get a lot more people.
Okay.
We can always do a backup. Like you can always edit, you can always pivot, you know, launches are about pivoting. So we look and go, the other option is having a backup. I'm thinking like on my instant teleseminar account where I can have thousands and giving them that phone number as a backup, but then it means cross, that gets a little messy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably worth spending the time.
I'm okay. Yeah, if we have to increase my size at the, you know, the day of, the day before, that's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll do that. Right. Thank you, though.
It'll work. Oh, the other option you have is to check on your Zoom because on my Zoom now I can from my meetings I can share to Facebook. So log into your Facebook and look at the little more thing that the dot 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 more. And then see if it gives you the option. Like if I do this, let's see. I don't know if I can screen share it. No, I can't. Because you can't see Zoom on the screen share. Yeah, because I'm on it. But at the very bottom, I click that and it says live on Facebook. And I'm like, whoa. So now I don't have to set up a separate webinar. Now, it might be because I do pay for the webinar. I'm going to find out because I may not need to pay for a webinar anymore. So I'm going to find that because it's $40 a month. So the only time I really need the webinar is when I'm going to do like that 2-day live stream thing where then I pay for like 500 or whatever. But do that on yours. And if it's
cheap.
Now yours is free, so it may not. So I may have to have somebody who has a non-free account do that.
Like I said, if I have to upgrade for a little bit, I'm fine.
Oh, wait, you can't do it on the free account. Doesn't the free account only allows for 40 minutes?
That's
you're going to have to minimally upgrade to your $15 a month one.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, because the free one only lets you go if there's more than one other person.
No, then I'm not free because I pay.
You pay the $15 a month.
Yeah.
Okay, then go in, log in, and let me know if you see that. If you see that, then I'm going to go save myself $40 a month and drop it and then add the webinar when I have to.
Yeah, the only thing that you get that I'm restricted is to 100 people to call, but that's hasn't been an issue. So,
right.
No, I do pay something. Okay.
All right, good. Check it out. Let me know, and we'll figure it out. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Allie.
Okay. Right, so let's do screen share. Let me know if I accidentally go off Chrome so you can't see anything. So this is Rita Marie's squeeze page for the Jumpstart Your Energy Strategy session. which is much more compelling than my existing squeeze page on my Dr. Annie website, which is a bit like this.
Yeah.
So it's a standard thing, plus with more in-depth health
questionnaire. And this is a paid questionnaire that you're using,
that's
right?
The questionnaire.
Yeah.
So, and then what I did have, but when my VA transferred the website, she didn't take the pictures with her because I had pictures from Living Matrix on here. It looked, let's see there. So I had pictures that I'd taken some screenshots from here, but it still wasn't a good squeeze page.
Yeah. And it's more like a sales page, just to get the terminology right. A squeeze page, you're thinking about, that's all you're trying to do is get their name and email address.
Yeah.
But I don't even like that terminology. Oh, it's so crass, you know?
Yeah. It's like an ethical bribe. No, that's lead magnets. Much better than ethical bribe.
Much better.
Thank you very much. So this is my existing one. I'm just going to rebrand. Somebody's going to redo my website, but we just I just got to keep it focused on what I need it to do, and we can add things later. So one option that I have, so this is Living Matrix, which is software that enables me to collect data about people in over time.
Mm-hmm.
So this is my lead magnet entry form. So this is the questionnaire that I can use before a strategy, or I'm planning to use before a strategy strategy session.
This is after they paid for the strategy session?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is health goals.
Okay.
Medical symptom questionnaire, headache, faintness, dizziness, insomnia.
Is it editable, or is it just you get what they give you?
It's just standard.
Okay.
Ears, nose.
That's fine. I mean, it's comprehensive.
Skin, heart, lungs.
You don't want them to fill this out until after they've paid, though.
Yeah.
Because this would be a deterrent to people going to the next page to pay.
Yeah, exactly. And then the global health questionnaire. In general, would you say your health is excellent? In the past 7 days, how often have you been bothered by emotional problems? In general, how would you rate your satisfaction with your social activities and relationships? Things like that. So it's, and then the readiness assessment. How ready are you to change, to take several nutritional supplements, to record everything you eat every day?
Does this give you a nice, concise report, or do you have to go through pages and pages of answers?
No, it gives you a concise report. Okay. I'd have to log out.
I'm just thinking, if you're going to charge like $150, $200 for this thing, you don't want to spend 2 hours going through, pages of reports.
And then once they've had that inexpensive strategy session, sorry, I opened all of these unnecessarily.
I'm just wondering, can you give a, there's even more. This is the more detailed one.
No, this is the one after that. This is when you're preparing them for a 2 hour initial consultation.
So I would only do this when they've signed up.
And this is later. This is after the strategy session, and they decided to work with me for a year.
They decided to work with you, and then
they're going
to
work with
2,000 or something.
They paid me at least $2,000.
Right.
Then I go into this more in-depth questionnaire.
Yep.
Which gives me this information here. So this is mine. And I mean, it is really complicated, but they do keep showing me how to use it. And
this is your report, what you get?
This is my personal one, yes.
Okay.
So
you would get this for each of the people that fill that in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but there's much less information if they've only done the initial one.
Okay.
So I think it's really useful if I get used to using it.
I think so too. And it gives me some ideas of how I can make mine better in terms of the layout, because ours is very confusing right now. Okay. Yeah. So what's the question then? Should you use it or?
Yeah. So the question is, so for example, with the medical symptom questionnaire, you then get a picture over time of how their symptoms are. And this is that questionnaire just shows at a glance which things are red, which things they need most work on.
And is this something you share with them? Do they get this report?
Yeah. I'll send them a copy of this. So it's really cool because you can tell at a glance. Oh, sorry about that. So that's useful. And then, as I said, I can go in more depth, but if you go into the more depth, when I was talking to people, they tend to use this more in-depth questionnaire for a 2-hour consultation. And they can really see the importance of needing to work on all sections rather than just BHRT.
Right.
So my question is, do you think that's okay as a funnel, basically?
As a funnel. So give me, tell me more.
So for example, when they click on this to buy, they register, they pay their money, and then they go to that first questionnaire, which is not that in depth, but it gives them enough.
They're seeing, I'm taking them seriously. Yeah. And I would mention in here, like we do, it says a comprehensive pre-call health evaluation, which is what you would give them, right? The phone consultation, and then the plan, and the plan would be your offer. So, you know, you could just, you know, reword this or whatever, or use it as is. I don't care. Just take out Jumpstart Your Energy Strategy Session. And then think about, you know, a couple of little eBooks you're going to give them as a bonus for signing up. So that the funnel would be, oftentimes the funnel would start with a lead gen, right? So they download one of your books. And like we talked about earlier, having in your signature line, you know, sign up for a consultation, let's go deeper. And then in your nurture sequence, you want to have multiple places where you discuss what you would do, you know, and you're discussing that hormones are not just about BHRT, it's about balancing the whole system and, you know, discover what's out of balance in yours. And you might even, in one of those emails, take a snapshot of a really sexy part of that report.
Yeah.
You know, and just say, you know, you'll get a report that, you know, looks something like this as a result of this, and even have it on this page, right? If you're going to give them a report,
yeah,
right, then you can actually include that. Your consultation also includes a you know, beautifully color-coded report of where your imbalances lie. That could be really sexy for people.
Yeah.
Right. And then you can even put a little, you know, little picture, like to do a screenshot of a really nice.
Yes. I mean, I did that before. It's just because of Dorothy that it's not showing. So there are ways of putting that in. Okay.
Oh yeah. Well, see how these are pictures. Those are just pictures that have been uploaded to that page.
Yeah, and absolutely.
Yeah. With any of the templates you showed me that you can use in the Infusionsoft piece, any of those, you can just put the pictures in and in the right place. Yeah. So I think it would be great. And I think that you have your lead magnets, whichever one, the smoothie book or the this or that, and they come in and then they funnel into getting these messages that is constantly reminding them that they can get this amazing strategy session.
Yeah.
And then if you make this page really, really look good, like it really like, oh my God, that's only 150 or 200 or whatever you're charging for it. That's really a good deal.
Yeah.
And then they do it.
Yeah.
An online event.
Then once they paid, then they go to the questionnaire.
Then they go to the questionnaire, right. So that you can even have it like this. What happens on mine if you click to register? I don't know. But it should take you to a...
Yeah, so it goes to...
Oh boy,
to
that's lovely. That's so old. Oh my God, I got to get that fixed. You're finding all my headaches.
That's my job. as your keenest fan, it's my job.
yeah. So we have so much stuff that we built over so quickly. This is the only option you had in Infusionsoft way back when, right. By the way.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's either this or their other ugly form, and now we can make it a nice one. I'm going to make that a special.
Absolutely. Now you can have a shop. You can have an online shop. So I've closed down my Shopify store, and I'm bringing it into Infusionsoft.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, we have that ability. I just don't know how to make the. We haven't made the shop.
No. Well, you've got your other shop. You don't need it. Only that your supplement store people won't do me because I'm in the UK.
No. We don't have. I mean, we should have a shop for supplements. I'm saying, but for the programs. But we don't. But anyway, you can do that. So your entry point would be your lead magnet.
Yeah.
And then you would in the even on the thank you page for the lead magnet. Yeah. I would right there, I would probably put, you can even make it all the lead magnets go to one generic thank you page. Think about this. Yeah. Instead of delivering the goods, you say check your e-box. It should be arriving within 7 minutes. And then you make a 3-minute video. And the video says, hey, this is Dr. Ali. I'm so excited that you downloaded, my free report. You're going to get a lot of great information there. And if you would like to really help me to personalize what you've got in there to your specific needs, I invite you to sign up for one of my strategy sessions. It's usually a $400 value. And because, you're here today, it's only $200 or whatever you want to say. And then you have the... I would have right on that page some of the pertinent information rather than just a click to register. As a result on that page below your video, as a result of signing up for this, you're going to get, and then you click them to the page so they can see the details. So you might say your consultation includes, and then you add the report to that, and that's on the page below your video. They click the link to come to this page and they register.
Yeah.
Right. And then in your emails, you can have in your sequence, just wherever it makes sense.
Yeah.
And in your signature line, you can have that. And so they're constantly getting exposed to this. Right. And then, it's up to you once you're in that session. I think this is going to, first of all, your follow-up, because it's automated, is going to be much better.
Absolutely. And
for you, I think you have this mental block about doing these strategy sessions because if they're not converting.
Yeah.
Right? And then you're like, oh, I'm going to call them, and then they're going to get on a phone with me, and then I'm going to spend an hour with them, and they're just going to want BRRT, and then they're not going to sign. So you play that in your head, and then you sit there with this list of people, and they don't, yeah.
Create my own objections, which then pan out in real life.
Right, rather than addressing the objections.
Yeah.
You may be thinking that. You may be wondering. And then you address the objection. Yeah, I think it's great. Yeah. And you're welcome. I don't know how you would do it, because this is a WordPress page, by the way.
I'll be able to work away. I'll be able to find a way to do that.
No problem. Right click and see what happens when you say source. Source.
Oh,
new page source. Yeah, click that again. Do right click. I don't know if it's helpful, but down towards the bottom, view page source.
Okay.
You may be able to take some of that and stick it in and then edit it. Or just copy paste and then. Oh.
God.
Yeah. Anyway.
Just edit the. Links. Cool. Okay. So that's getting me much clearer. And I'm giving anybody who inquires, they get the Hormone Smoothies ebook.
Mm-hmm.
And
anybody that inquires about, if you have this set up as a freestanding page, then anybody that inquires at an event that you do, hey, I'd like to follow up with you. Oh, yeah, why don't you go here and sign up? Or let's sign you up if you have a booth, right? Let's get you signed up for this strategy session. You open it up on your computer or on your tablet or whatever, and you show them this is what you're going to get. You ready? I have a show special today.
Yeah.
You just sign them up.
Yeah.
Because seriously, I don't know how much you want to charge for it, but I think about $150 is like for all they get.
Yeah.
It's a no brainer.
Yeah. Well, I was going to do 197.
Okay, that's fine.
But I can do 149 until I've done 100 and then put it up.
Well, I would keep it higher. I would keep it at 197 and then you can always give them a $50 off. Discount, like if they
give them a coupon code at live events, can't I?
Right, you can give a coupon code at live events, and they see that this is what it's priced at.
You could run a black if you leave it at 197. You could do specials throughout the year too.
Yeah, if you keep it right. If you put products in at the price that you really want to get for, or like the rock bottom price that you're willing to get for it, you're screwed because you have nowhere to go, and the only thing you can do is bonuses. And that's another option, right? Rather than doing discounts, you can always add bonuses to things.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Okay, brilliant.
On your way.
Yeah.
Now, thank Annette, are you going to be offering that one-on-ones to people if they want to do that along with your course?
I had Yes, that can be, that'll be an upsell. Yeah.
I think that's a good upsell because some of them are going to go, I'm too busy, I don't have time for this. And then you just guide them through your course. And like, that's what Allie and I've been talking about with hers. When you have a course, then you still sign them up for a package, but you say, okay, this week we're going to work on this. I want you to go read this or watch that or download this. And then you have your course all built. So it really facilitates your one-on-ones, makes them more efficient.
Yeah.
You don't have to price them quite as high because
it's already done.
It's already done, right? You don't have to sit there teaching them this stuff.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Good stuff.
Okay.
Hey, okay. How are we doing, guys?
Okay. 7:15 in mm-hmm. my time.
Mm-hmm. 1:15. So let me look at my calendar. I think I have something right after this. So
yeah, Allison, I'd have to price a little and then, you know, have holiday sales.
That's what I want to do with this. We're going to get this done. The other thing we're thinking about doing is offering a lab test with a consultation, like, okay, a Dutch package.
So yeah, I was thinking
they pay
$450
and they get the Dutch plus the consultation. Yeah. And then from there, they're going to see what's wrong with them.
Yeah.
It's the beauty of your little online, your evaluation, and you give them a report because they can see in black and white or red and green what's out of balance for them, and then they're more likely to go, oh, I need more help, right? Where it's just talking to you, it's still kind of vague and nebulous.
Yeah. I was going to do that as well with the ASI and the nutrigenomics and the Dutch, you know, all sort of things.
Yep. And especially with this, like if it's BHRT that they're going, the Dutch would be a great place to start because you just offer, oh, well, we can do it and we can actually see what your hormones are doing. Let's set this up. And then you're sitting there with them and they see what's out of balance. You explain it. And then you're much more likely to sell them into a, you know, 6 month or 3 month or whatever.
Yeah. So I'm reading this thinking it's Allie's. I keep going, no, it's not.
No, it's mine.
Like, why does Dr. Rita Marie? I don't know what the hell. the question as a lay person.
Yeah.
Yep.
The questionnaire seemed long.
Yeah.
And I know you're going to walk them through the results, mm-hmm. but it was like, it was beautiful, but it was like, I would never understand all that. Holy cow. It's somewhat daunting.
You mean the results were, or the questionnaire itself?
The questionnaire was long, they are long. But when she had all the colors and stuff up, it was like, whoa.
Show me what they would see if they just did the first one. Can you choose what they can do on the first one? Like just one or two of those instead of four of those?
Yeah, I was just looking at the forms here. So here we go.
And then if you bust it up, you can say if you want to do the next piece, it's this much, you know, another.
Yeah, that's true.
Or whatever.
And then I will feel less overwhelmed. So this is what I've got as the strategy session. I need to change that so it doesn't say free. General information questionnaire, the medical symptom questionnaire, the global health questionnaire, and the readiness.
Okay, so those are each individual, so you can just check off which one you want to give them.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, yeah, so maybe keeping it smaller, having the report smaller.
So this one was the one I had before. This one is just the global health questionnaire. So if we have a look at that one.
If it doesn't give the, you want something that's going to give them the red and the greens. They definitely, you know, like if it's just the verbiage ones, the ones that fit subjective stuff.
Yeah, so this is the global health questionnaire.
Yeah, but if you just do that, what does the report look like?
So come back to here, come back to me.
And that shows you which ones they've done up to the right.
Yeah. But basically it closes the previous one once you do another one. So okay. I can't look at when I just did the global health questionnaire.
So okay, if you so look at, I think global health may not be the right one because it's just the box, but something that's going to give them the, a pretty rubber. Show us the full report that you showed us earlier.
Okay.
The one that they would get with all three of those.
Okay.
I really looked at this living matrix as a possibility, but they don't let you create your own branding. And I didn't want to have their branding on all my pages.
So the global health, oh, thought it would show there. This is why, yeah, I mean, once I'm using it, it'll be fine, but.
Right.
What do you?
Yeah, that just gives you the responses. But there was a report that you showed us earlier.
It went on and on, and it was lots of colors and graphs and numbers. And
yeah.
So this is the tracker. This is the medical symptom questionnaire. Mm-hmm. And then this is the verbal.
Keep going.
This is the global health one. So just the
global health. That is the global health.
We'll show you these colors.
And how does, and you can interpret that for people. Mental health, physical health. Oh, this one. And then this one will give you this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then this one is more in depth. I think the global health questionnaire that we had just now, it's only got, in general, would you say your health is in the past? Oh, no, you're right. It has all of those. More. In general, how would you rate your physical health?
Okay. So they're giving them numbers. Yeah. So the global health might be fine if you can just give them a simple report and then you go through it with them.
Yeah. So it just gives you these. And that gives you that color thing.
I don't even know how to interpret that color thing, but.
I know, I don't either. It's like.
You know what it means.
Well, the thing is, if their mental health has improved over time, you know, but here you can see the same questions. So you know that what they're having problems with are the mental health.
Yeah, but this is good for you, but not for them. Because they already know.
I like the blocks, but I don't like the rainbow thing.
Right.
The rainbow thing, I don't know what it means. This global health is like.
Go ahead up at the top more. This is one that they fill out and they get.
This is the more full one. Medical symptom questionnaire.
I would sit with doing them again, but doing it as if you are the patient, because sometimes we rush through them, and see how long each one takes. Because if it's going to take them an hour to fill out, it's going to be frustrating for a lot of them.
It is outlined in the email string that come out.
Allison, if you want, I mean, I'll do them. It'll be at night. But I'm willing to do these and then give you feedback.
Thank you. That'd be great.
As a layperson, because I look at things differently than you two do.
Yes.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, and a lot of people are like you, right? They're just impatient. Just let's get through this. Let's just, I don't have time for this. I don't want to bother.
And
give me the
bottom
line.
If I actually go through it, it could change my perception too.
Yeah. Yeah, you want them to feel like, oh, wow, this person really cares. Oh, wow, I never thought about that before. Versus, oh, what a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, guys.
So, if you want to send me the links and all that, I'll be happy to go through and give you feedback.
Great. Thank you, Annette.
That would be awesome. Yeah, I think you're on the right track with this. And I think having this combination of stuff is going to give you what you need in those strategy sessions to easily convert people.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so this one's the global health one. We've already seen that. Yeah. Okay. Good. Step in the right direction.
Awesome. All right. So follow-ups, Annette, you're going to get me.
We're going to fix up those emails today, and then I'm going to go talk to my VA about getting the opt-in and the links, because we got to get those to you by the end of Friday.
Yep.
So that you can play with them, see them, and we can test them. And our hard drop date to get the book to you for Jazzy is like the 27th, but we're really shooting for the 25th.
For now, which book is this?
This is the Tripwire. We're going to send everything off to Jazzy to make it pretty.
Right, but this is when is this needed for this?
No, we don't.
No, okay, good. Yeah, no problem. Okay, all right.
It can be a later thing.
Yeah, because there's no way she'll get to it that
right.
Quickly. Yeah, no. Yeah, but yeah, we'll just get it in her queue so she has it lined up, and yeah, okay, good. And then we're planning to send it out the day after Thanksgiving, right? Or is it the day? what day did
No, it was remember? After Thanksgiving.
It was after Thanksgiving.
I actually wrote it down as Saturday.
Saturday. Okay, cool.
Because yeah. I don't want to compete with Black Friday.
No, you don't want to compete with Black Friday. Okay, so that's
you
good.
You and I have a call on the 3rd. And then the
third, right. And we'll have to make sure everything, but I want to get everything, you know, so since we're going to send it out then, if we have it by, if I have everything by Friday, then we can test it. We can get it set up and then we can send it out.
All right.
Okay.
Yep.
Cool. And what's your follow-up, Ellie? What's your one thing? Cause you usually give me 27 of them.
I've got 27 here.
I know you do.
The next stage in sorting out my lead magnets and everything is getting the unsubscribe block written at the right links to terms and conditions and things.
Okay. Good. Awesome.
Okay.
All right, guys. Great.
Bye,
call. We got it done. Bye-bye.